now to our guest. Isabel Reynolds is Bloomberg Asia government reporter, and she's here to talk about the former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's funeral and what is somewhat a divisive state funeral, with public sentiment souring here and hurting the current Prime Minister's support. What do we know, Isabel?
Right. Well, as you say, this has become a rather divisive event in Japan. The current Prime Minister, Fumio Kishida, announced it just several days after the actual assassination, when there was a great atmosphere of mourning in the country. And it seemed probably at that point the right step. But since that time, the police investigation has revealed links between Prime Minister Abe and the Unification Church, or what was formerly known as the Unification Church. And this has become a sort of major scandal in Japan and has tarnished the image of the former premier, and I think it's added to the opposition to the funeral.
And indeed, it seems that Abe's suspected killer had a grudge against this church too, which is obviously it's such an awful story how he was assassinated. Just tell us more, I guess, about some of the gripes that the public have when they're facing dire poverty.
Right. Well, I think it would be a bit of an exaggeration to say most of the population are facing dire poverty right now. But there is certainly there's a huge increase in, for example, food and fuel prices. And as we know in Japan, wages have not risen for a long time in any significant way. So if people are feeling a financial blow, this event is going to be costing $12 million. And for people who were perhaps not big fans of Abe, didn't like the policies that he had, such as strengthening the military, which was not popular with some people in a country that's long been pacifist, that $12 million doesn't seem like a good use of money. So that's another reason why the support has not really been there for this event. And we have seen a number of protests against it. We've also seen even a court case trying to bring a halt to the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. I did mean the people that are angry against the Unification Church, as Bloomberg reports this alleged gunman says it drove his family into poverty. Let's get to who's actually going to turn up to this funeral, though. Are we going to see less people, fewer people than expected, and who is actually attending?
Right. Well, probably the most prominent attendee is going to be Kamala Harris from the U.S., the vice president. She had a meeting with Prime Minister Fumio Kishida last night, and she'll be there at the funeral with an entourage, also including people like Catherine Tai and the U.S. ambassador here. We also have the Indian Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, who will just be in town for a few hours to attend the funeral. We have the Australian Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese. Also, three previous Australian prime ministers, because former Prime Minister Abe did make a great point of bolstering ties with Australia and made Japan and Australia into a sort of pseudo allies in military terms. So those ties are quite important. But we don't have any sort of current serving G7 leaders. The only one who was to have been here was Canada's Justin Trudeau, who in fact has to cancel because of Hurricane Fiona. So we have a total of 4,300 people expected to attend. That's a bit less than the 6,000 that was initially estimated. And I think that's partly because a lot of opposition politicians have opted to stay away due to the big divisions in society over this event.
All right, Isabel, great reporting as always. Thank you. Isabel Reynolds is Bloomberg Asia government reporter with us from Tokyo.